Good morning, how are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. And be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. I'm all happy today because yesterday it was nice out and I played awesome at golf. So all of a sudden life is good. But yesterday was an incredible day. We had one person that didn't show up and it kind of affected the entire team. And God is able to just sort things out even when it looks like you're going to be killing yourself. He's going to take care of each and every situation. And all things work together for those that love him, that those that are called according to his purpose. When you love God and you set God first in your life, all things work together for good. Grace, which is that loving disposition, and peace, which is the state of undisturbed well-being, it's the spiritual state of peace, will make you full through the instrument of the epignosis, a true and personal relationship with God where you hear from him and you heed his advice. When you heed the advice of God, you are connected to godliness. I wanted to go over a couple verses today, but if you jump over to verse 9 of 2 Peter chapter 2, it says, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver or to rescue the godly out of temptation or the putting to the test or a trial, and to reserve the unjust unto a day of judgment to be punished." The Lord knows how to rescue and deliver those that are going through temptations. If you're going through trials and tribulations in your life, the Lord knows how to rescue you. There's so many miracles in your life if you just sit and watch. There's so many times God's pulled through. I can number many, many times in my life, especially when we started the business and I was going through the freak out of not having money. I can remember the times that God came through, and he does it now just with bigger numbers. He is constantly there for you. He knows what's going on. And never forget that God sets the days side by side in order that we find nothing past him. There's going to be good days. There's going to be bad days. But in all days, we find nothing past God. That is the point of this life. If you jump over to chapter 3 of 2 Peter, I just want to go over this because it's good to know. It's nice to be reminded. This place is getting wiped out. I mean, what is the point? If you go to chapter 3 of 2 Peter, and you jump down to verse 9, it says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count or reckon slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." The reason why this place isn't wrapped up yet is that God is waiting for those to be saved, who's going to be saved. He's waiting. I love that verse. It talks about evil people will do evil because a judicial sentence against them isn't immediate. Judicial sentence is coming. Not for us. When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are righteous, but it is coming. And those people who don't believe in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, they're going to have to sit in the judgment seat. It's coming. But verse 10, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great rushing sound, and the elementary rules shall melt or dissolve with fervent heat. The land also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in holy conversation or behavior and in godliness?" There's the holy behavior, standing upright, and there's godliness, which is having a relationship with God. What type of person are you going to be in this life? When you walk uprightly, and when it comes to the word, when you follow and heed the advice of God, you get connected to the source. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous. You have the Holy Spirit. Once you listen to God and you heed the advice of God and start following what's in here, that's what connects. It's like the electric comes through you. You're going to start to see the peace of God. Grace, which is that loving disposition and peace, will make you full through the instrument of the epignosis, having a true and personal relationship with God and his son, Jesus Christ. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. This place is going away. Enjoy what you eat. Enjoy what you drink. Make your soul enjoy the good of your labor. God bless you today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, I can now hear the singers cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for the moments today. I pray that you organize everything that's going on, that everybody gets done what needs to get done, and we can continue to move forward. I pray for our employee that's driving today, that you just take care of him and bless him and protect him and the product going down and coming back. Again, I thank you for the moments of my life. I thank you for yesterday and how much of a blessing that was, and I just pray for your believers today that you take care of them, and that if there's any fear or anything like that that's going on in their life, any anxiousness, that you just remove that. I thank you again for your son and what he did for us, and I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.